I was seeking the Lord's face, as always, because there's always something to talk about when it comes to the word of the Lord. We can always just go on and talk about it. But I always try to say, what is your word for such a time as this? And I believe that what I'm supposed to be talking about tonight is about humility. I know we've been talking about some basic stuff lately, but I think I've mentioned in the past, I believe the Lord is preparing us for what's next. And in order to handle what's next, we've got to be able to make sure we understand how to handle what we've got, to all be on the same page with the Lord, so that we're prepared to receive that which is about to give us responsibility for next as we serve Him. So have you ever been around someone who is a long way from humble? Sooner or later, they can be a little bit frustrating, get kind of under your skin, even though you're trying to get along with them. They always have to try to one-up you, or they always got to be talking about what they did. Part of the problem about that is they're talking about what they did instead of what did the Lord do. Sometimes we can let pride get in the way of just being humble, and we don't even recognize when it sneaks in, because we get a little bit prideful about this thing or that thing. And we have to be careful. That can be a slippery slope. The dictionary says that humility is a modest or low view of one's own importance. It's humbleness. It's not proud. It's not being haughty. It's not being arrogant. Or it's not being assertive in a negative way. You know, we're told to be proud about ourselves and what we're doing and the pride of the Marines and, you know, this and that. And there's a right kind of pride, a healthy kind of pride, but there's a pride that causes us to fall if we're not careful. That takes our eyes off of where our victories are really coming from, where we start to think it's because of something that we said or did, instead of recognizing that it was God. And that if the Holy Spirit hadn't given us that victory, it wouldn't be there. It also says that it's reflecting, expressing, or offered in a spirit of deference or submission. For example, the example they give is a humble apology. An example that the dictionary gave was he needs the humility to accept that their way may be better. Do you ever run into friends or maybe a husband and wife where one just thinks they've always got it better, the other one they just don't want to hear what the other one has to say? In Proverbs 22:4, we're told that true humility and the fear of the Lord leads to riches, honor, and a long life. Humility is a freedom from pride or arrogance. It's freedom. Because sometimes we get caught up in the prison of arrogance or pride, and what we don't realize is that we're putting bars around us and we're building walls around us when we do that. It's just instead of feeling the freedom of humility, regardless of what anybody else thinks, what they understand, because you're just set free. I heard a story not too long ago of a man who received an award for being the humblest man in his church. They gave him a pin to wear in recognition, and he was so happy about it that the following Sunday, he wore it to church. And then they took it away from him for being proud. Perhaps humility is like this. As soon as we think we're humble, we are not. It's funny how that can sneak in some of the silliest ways, isn't it? A fellow named William Law is quoted as saying, "You can have no greater sign of confirmed pride than when you think you are humble enough." I'm humble enough. I don't have to change anymore. There's pride sneaking in again. Charles Spurgeon defined humility as making a right estimate of oneself. And sometimes, because of pride or arrogance, we don't honestly see ourselves the way God sees us. We have this false impression of who we are. Another person put it this way: humility is not, not denying the power or gift that you have, but it's admitting that the gift is from God and that the power comes through you and not from you. Sometimes success can be a slippery slope because we see things going on, and after a while, if we're not careful, we're saying, boy, I did that one right again. Instead of saying, look how the Lord allowed that to take place and he blessed me. James 4, verse 10. James 4, verse 10 says, humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord and he will exalt you. Whenever we try to exalt ourselves, it usually does not end well. We look foolish, failures take place, sometimes even some sad things happen, consequences. We need to remember that it's the Lord that's exalting us. We have no power to exalt ourselves. Somebody might say, well, I'm a star, or I'm a great athlete, or I'm this, or I'm that. Well, that's good, because the Lord gave you talents. But be careful. Be careful. Proverbs 11, verse 2. Proverbs 11, verse 2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble is wisdom. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble is wisdom. You see it on the news all the time where some star or some athlete got all prideful and all of a sudden they're King James or they're this or they're that. And then the next thing you know, you're hearing a report of some foolishness that they did. And all of a sudden they don't look like King James or whoever else they want to claim that they are. Humility is important. It is directly related to the deadly consequences of pride. Pride actually separates us from God. That's why it can be so deadly. Separation from God is hell. Pride causes us not to properly acknowledge and to appreciate the eternal sovereignty of our Lord. That pride just keeps getting a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, and the next thing you know, instead of recognizing the sovereignty of the Lord, we kind of feel like, I'm the self-made man or woman, and I got there. That's dangerous ground to be standing on. Humility is seen in the deep gratitude we hold in a proper recognition of God's divinity and his love for us. That's when you see humility, when you appreciate what God did for us, instead of saying, look what I did. It is recognizing our flawed nature as humans on earth and our susceptibility to sin if we aren't vigilant against it. And it takes a constant vigilance, because it's a lot of times it's not the big stuff that gets us, it's the little stuff that we weren't paying attention to because we were watching for the big stuff. And that stuff just kind of sneaks in the back door. And then you wonder, how did I get there? Humility is important enough to be mentioned many times in Scripture. When I was researching so that I could have this word to share, I stopped looking after 100 verses. There are so many verses on humility and about humility in the Bible. You know, if God says something once, and you've heard me say this before, it's important. When you've heard it more than once, it's very important. Psalm 25:9 says, he leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. Didn't say he taught the arrogant. Didn't say he taught the haughty or the prideful. It says he teaches the humble his way. Humility can be a struggle. There are people who get very upset when they're not acknowledged. They get upset when they're not given credit, or worse, when someone else gets credit for what you accomplished. Hey, I've been doing all this for so long. How come nobody's giving me any recognition? Here's somebody else, and they're acting like, wow, this is great. Those kind of things can get in and cause us to start a little bit of pride to enter up inside of us. That one's kind of a defensive mechanism. It's like, wait a minute, what about all the things that I did? Pride can creep in even when you don't expect it. In fact, quite often that's when it creeps in. Here are some ways that we can keep ourselves with the right attitude before the Lord in the area of pride, because the Lord always gives you a way out. So think about some of these things. Be vulnerable. Acknowledge that you don't have it all together. There's not one of us that's perfect. That's why we all need Jesus, because we all fall short. Luke 18, verses 9 to 14, Luke 18, verses 9 to 14, tells us that we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So before you get too puffed up, just remember, you're just one trip away from a very bad fall. Have someone that you can trust and acknowledge your sin to them. I'm saying someone you can trust. Sometimes we think just because I go to church with somebody or because this person is my friend, I can go and talk to them about my sin. Unfortunately, that's not true, because they'll take that information and they'll tell it to somebody else, or they'll use it against you at some time. Find somebody that's mature in the Lord, somebody that you have a relationship with, somebody that you can trust, and acknowledge your sin. You have a problem with pornography, you have a problem with lust, you have a problem with whatever, and ask them to pray with you and agree with you and to keep you in mind. They can pray for you and they can support you. And there's times in all of our lives when we need a little bit of support. If you take a look at James 3, verse 2, or James 5, verse 16, that's James 3, verse 2, or James 5, verse 16, it talks about acknowledging your sin, confessing them one to another. But choose wisely who you confess it to. And there's a difference between self-confidence and pride. We sometimes get confused about that. Luke 14, verse 11, Luke 14, verse 11 says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." It's good to have a self-confidence that I can do this and I can do that. But don't let it become a prideful thing that gets between you and God. "God, I'll talk to you about some of these other things, but I got this." That'll get you in trouble. And another thing is, instead of putting each other down, we should be encouraging one another. We add value to others when we acknowledge them and encourage them. When I was a young guy in high school, it was real popular during those days to put people down. And a lot of the comedians that you would see, that was, you know, their thing. You know, "Take my wife, please, you know. I had a headache this morning, but she got out of bed." You know, they used to come up with all these things where they would put people down. We need to not do that. It might sound a little funny when the comedian's telling that, but how many times have we done that? I've done it many times. Unfortunately, I was very good at putting down and could really crack people up doing that, which was really bad, because that was not God. The world wants to tear people down. We need to build each other up and support one another. We've got enough challenges just walking through life without intentionally causing grief on other people. And the truth of the matter is, when we cause grief on other people, it brings grief onto ourselves. It may show up in another way, but it does come back. So encourage one another. We all need to be encouraged at times. There are times when maybe you're down and I can encourage you. There may be times when I'm going through something and you can encourage me. It's not about one being better than the other. It's about all of us being there for each other. The Pharisees derided Jesus for spending time with and encouraging those that some people considered less than. Do we stay away from some people because we think they're a little bit less than? What kind of Christians does that make us? Take a look at Luke chapter 7 and verses 36 to 39. Even Jesus was criticized. Another thing we can do is take responsibility for your own actions. I know that's not popular in today's culture. You see it all the time on the news. It's somebody else's fault. It's some other group's fault. It's this or it's that. I guess I'm old enough that I remember when I was young, the attitude was just the opposite. You took responsibility. I messed up. I got to take the hit for it. We need to start taking responsibility for our own actions. The Bible calls us to do that. Read Proverbs 10, verse 17. Read Proverbs 12, verse 1. We're accountable for taking responsibility. When we don't do that, we're going against the Word of God. And don't let success adversely affect you. Sometimes it isn't just the mistakes that we made. Sometimes it's success that gives us an inappropriate attitude. We start to get a little bit of a swelled head, get a little puffed up. Don't let that happen to you. You can enjoy your success. You can appreciate it. Just remember to give the glory to the Lord. Like I mentioned earlier when I was talking, if we're not careful, we can get a little bit puffed up there, and the next thing you know, we start taking the credit. When you take the credit, you lose the blessing of the Lord on it. Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. If we can help somebody else and they wind up looking a little bit better than we do at the end of it, that's a good thing. We're helping somebody out. We're lifting them up. Don't worry about who's going to get the credit for it. Lift them up and help them. Encourage them. There's probably been people that have done it for you and you just didn't even realize it. We need to honor one another. Be filled with gratitude with what you have. That's another one. The TV and so forth really wants to work against our society. You know, it's the Pepsi generation. You got to look young. You got to drive this kind of car. You got to own this kind of house. Blah, blah, blah. You need to go have a doctor do 16 surgeries on you so you can try to look like you're 21. It's just appreciate what you have. Appreciate the fact that God is still giving you air to breathe, that you still are able to communicate with one another, that we can still praise the Lord. Appreciate what you have. Proverbs 25, verses 6 and 7. Proverbs 25, verses 6 and 7 talks about us wanting to sit at the head of the table, but we're told to humble ourselves. That's the word of the Lord. It's not me. Humble ourselves. Instead of trying to get to the head of the table, we should actually go to the foot of the table and allow somebody else there. It's honoring one another. Someone else might have a fancier car, a bigger house, or whatever else that you might covet. Who knows what you covet? But that kind of pride creates idols. That's one of the problems with pride. You create an idol. You know, one of those idols you create can be yourself. Ain't I something? We better be careful. 1 Corinthians 10:14. 1 Corinthians 10:14 warns us to flee from idolatry. Be grateful and appreciate what you do have. It sets you free instead of being consumed of envy. If you're so busy trying to envy what somebody else has, and you don't appreciate what you do have, next thing you know, you're walking around depressed and frustrated, maybe getting an attitude, getting angry. You know what? If somebody else has more than I have, God bless them. I may not live in as fancy a house or have as fancy a car, but I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. How are you going to top that? So don't get all envious about what somebody else has. You'd be surprised how many of those people that have an awful lot of stuff wind up living a very miserable life because they're always worried about losing what they have. Or they get frustrated because they're trying for more and they can't get it. So I wouldn't be too envious of them. Sometimes the way things look from the outside and the way things look when you see the inside of their life is not so good. And I would advise you to check out your motives. Why do you do the things that you do? Is it always needing acknowledgement? Or is it doing what is right before the Lord, even when no one else may know? We all appreciate a thank you, and we all appreciate an acknowledgement. But that should not be our motive for doing what we're doing. I remember how frustrated I used to get at one of the jobs that I had before I came here. I would go do all this other stuff, and then somebody else would get the credit for it. They had me work on something, and I created this whole thing for the department. And the manager brought his nephew in, who had a degree in geology, which had nothing to do with what we were doing, and promoted him. And the salt got rubbed in the wound when I even had to train the guy on the job that I created. The Lord and I talked about that more than once before I got that settled in my mind, to be honest with you. It hurt, I was frustrated, and I was not a happy camper for a while. But you know what? When I finally came at peace about it, I just moved on. And that's where we have to be. We have to be able to move on in Christ and not get so stuck on this other stuff. Life is not fair. So we need to walk in humility because that's what the Word of God says. We need to honor one another and respect one another. And as we do these things, God will lift us up. So I would just encourage you, just to take a look. If there's areas where there's pride in your life, let it go. Just let it go. Whether that idol is yourself, the fancy new vehicle you just bought, you know, the boat you just got, whatever. Pride comes before a fall. And when a fall involves the Lord, it usually is not very pleasant at all. So receive what the Lord has given you. Appreciate it. And just say thank you. And let him love on you. And if somebody else gets a little more something else now, just remember, maybe the Lord has given you your best rewards when you get to heaven. Because the Word does tell us you can get your reward now, and then you're done, or you can get your reward in heaven. Father God, I just ask that we would walk according to your purpose and plan. Forgive us, Father God, where we sometimes stumble, sometimes intentionally, but sometimes we do it when we don't even realize that we've slipped into foolishness. Help us to walk in an upright manner before you, to be humble before you, and recognize that we have nothing, nothing without you. Our very breath, our very life comes from you. So Lord, if somebody has a more expensive shirt to wear than I do, that's okay. If somebody else has a little fancier car, that's okay. But Lord, I pray that my relationship with you just grows stronger and stronger every day, because that's where my treasure is. In you. And I thank you that you allow me to be able to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.